Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, and this is Horse Thursday, of course. Today is Thursday, March 4th. It's actually my favorite day of the year because it's my birthday today. And I love spending it with all of you guys. So before
Shall
I say
we
hello
sing?
To
we'll
all
sing,
of my...
Rainey.
No, no, that's fine. before we say hello to all my amazing co-hosts, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always have a phone number or a website or something like that that you're going to want to write down if you haven't done that already, so be ready for that. And please press 1 on your phone now if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. We've got kind of a new format we're trying to play with a little bit here, so we're going to have some information first, and then we're going to get to all those testimonials and questions and comments. So please be press 1 as soon as you know you want to chat with us so I know how many people that want to chat with us today. And about that new format, so we're kind of piggybacking a little bit on this new quick start, what they're doing on Mondays, and just making it a little equine version. And what we decided to do first was one of the questions that we get a lot, which is how do I start talking to somebody about the horse unit? And what are the things that you ask, and what are the things that you share with people? And so that seems to be the question that, you know, all of us get from all of you guys a lot. So we thought we'd start with that. And since we have even just on our panel, we have so many people from different perspectives, we thought we'd start with that from like all of our different perspectives and how we start talking with people about Beamer. So Cindy spoke about that last week. And again, we're not going to turn our whole show into this, but we do it because we still want to hear from you guys. We still want to hear testimonies, and we still want to hear questions and comments. We're just going to dedicate a little bit of the beginning of each show to kind of doing this quick start to help out some new people. So we want to make sure that we can hit all of these areas. So Cindy started us off last week. That was apparently very hard for me to say, with kind of how she starts. And really what we decided was it's probably not going to be a huge amount different. We're all going to have the same kind of similar conversation with people to find out, it's going to definitely be a conversation with people. But there is going to be different questions that you ask depending on who that person is you're talking to and who you are and your perspective that you're coming from. So that's where we want to kind of give you guys some extra advice. So I'm going to say hello to my co-hosts, and then I'm going to let Cindy introduce our special guest today. So we've got Nate with us this morning. Hi, Nate. We missed you last week.
Hey, good morning, and I'm not going to lose an opportunity like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Rainey. Happy birthday to you. I'm doing great.
You.
Happy birthday, my dear.
Thank you very much. All right. And we've got Tiff with us this morning, too. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, Rainey. Happy birthday. Glad to be here.
Thank you. All right. I'm looking forward to hearing from you today, too, because you're going to share with us, too, and I'm excited about that. Okay, Cindy, hi, and I'll have you introduce our guest, too.
Okay. Well, happy birthday. We're glad to celebrate
Thank
that
you.
With you, Rainey. And I'm excited because we have a lot of information today to kind of juggle it all in. And remember, the premise is if you are just meeting somebody, and that you could be an experienced horse person and you're just a little uncomfortable promoting a product, or you could be somebody who's newer to the Beamer horse set or to Beamer in general. But before you start talking, the most important thing for you to do is listen. And so you want to have some questions in mind, because you can't show people how Beamer will meet their needs until you know what their needs are. So this is we're trying to get some questions in mind so that you can think about what's important for me to know in order to be able to come back and talk with someone. And talking with what you'll say is going to be the later segment, what we get to after we go through all these kind of prep work. So we're fortunate today to have one of our super IBDs on as well. And Daisy Bicking is a farrier and working with intensive rehab cases, and she also has a rehab center in Pennsylvania. And you may have heard her on. She's also our representative on the advisory council that's done for the first quarter. So Daisy volunteered to be able to share some of her thoughts with you if you are talking with a farrier or a similar practitioner. So thanks for joining us today, Daisy.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
So what would you do if, what would you recommend a distributor would do if they came across someone and they found out that they were a farrier?
Well, that's a really good question. When you're talking with someone, you find out that they're a horse professional, let alone focused on the horse's foot. Of course, you know, Beamer is fantastic to help with the common problems that we deal with as farriers. They just might not know that yet. So I like to find out a little bit about them first, just like you mentioned earlier, Cindy. You know, what kind of work do they do? Where do they predominantly work? Be interested in what's going on with them. And the type of situations that they come across, because not only would the Beamer be helpful for their clients and the horses they take care of, but also for them, given that farriery is a very physical job that beats our bodies up on a daily basis. So, you know, really understanding what kind of work that person does and, you know, how they hold up for that. You know, most people, when I tell people I'm a farrier, say immediately to me, "Oh my gosh, how's your back?" You know, they immediately want to know, how do I take care of my body, get bending under horses all day long? And so it's, you know, it's a very common thing to kind of come up in conversation, which is convenient when we have something we like to share that can help with a lot of aspects of their daily work.
And so, yeah, I think of you holding up a 1,200-pound horse, too, not just bending over.
Well, that's right. That's right. You become their leg for a temporary period of time, and some are polite about it and some aren't.
Yeah, how many, I mean, is it an important part of what you do to be able to have a horse that is relaxed and manageable?
Absolutely. The better behaved that the horse is, the more relaxed and calm and willing that the horse is, the better job I can do and the less wear and tear on me over time. And that was actually one of the biggest reasons that I started with Beamer a year ago, was because I wanted to help the horses under my care stand as comfortably as they could, especially given that I do a lot of rehabilitation work. I mean, that's important for all of us, but I happen to work on a segment of horses that have a lot of physical, mental, and emotional problems. And so, you know, it was appealing to me immediately from that perspective.
So if I were meeting you for the first time, I'd want to know, as you said, what kind of, you know, if there was a specialty to your farrier business.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot more details about that, just because it's interesting information. I'd also want to know how many horses you typically would work on in a day, what your day looks like?
You might, you might ask, do you work on a lot of horses a day? You could also say, you know, are you in your truck a lot? You know, do you put a lot of miles on your vehicle driving from barn to barn? Because some people's businesses are set up where they'll go to one barn and do 25 horses in one barn in a day. Whereas for me, it's not uncommon for me to do one horse in a barn and move around a lot, which means I'm in and out of the car, and I might spend more time on each horse, so I do less numbers. So sometimes it's not about the numbers. Sometimes it's about, in an eight-hour day, you know, what does your day look like? You know, that's, it's an interesting lifestyle choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many days a week you would do that? Because I know some people
right.
do farrier work part-time.
Correct. Yeah, some do part-time, and some never stop working. They work 7 days a week, and they work 12-hour days. So, yeah, there's a lot of variability to it. And those are all great conversation points, but also so you can start figuring out, you know, in conversation, what does this person's greatest challenges look like? You know, is it, yeah, driving around the car really kills me? Is it, you know, oh, yeah, you know, these horses, you know, they pull on me a lot. And, you know, for me, my answer to that would be, you know, I work on very, very sore horses. So I end up holding them up a lot. So it's very exhausting for me. And even though I don't work on numbers, it's been a lot of wear and tear in 17 years. So, you know, that would come out in conversation, and you could use that as an opening for something that's helped you with, say maybe a similar situation, like you like to garden, or you like to, you know, you like to groom horses, or something where you can imagine doing physical work for long periods of time, and how much it does wear on you. Create common ground, which I think is the goal of these conversations, is to find something that you can relate to each other about, and then bring in your, you know, your Beamer story to tie into how then it might also help them with their situation that's similar, right?
Yeah. Well, also, yeah, that the person you're talking with, because you're trying to develop a relationship, that they get the impression that you know about them and that you're really listening. You know,
right.
That you're not just waiting. You're not just waiting so that you can, you know, tell them something. Because first you have to establish you understand what the needs are. So those are some great ideas and just a good mindset to be aware of if you were talking with someone such as Daisy, who is a farrier. Like, I didn't think about how much time you might spend behind the wheel.
Yeah,
you know,
the biggest thing that wears on me is actually my drive time. It's my time driving. That's the hardest part of what I do, because I'm sitting and I'm in a bent position and I'm not moving. And, you know, sometimes I'll drive 4 or 5 hours to get to a horse, you know, and it's very wearing on a consistent basis. You know, the other thing, of course, that I love about being a farrier and sharing Beamer is that a lot of my owners buy Beamers. So a farrier is a great person to have a business conversation with at some point, as an opportunity, because we talk to a lot of horse people, and usually we are intimately involved in the horse's problems. And, you know, it's one thing for me to go and share Beamer when I'm working on a horse. There's absolute advantages to the horse standing more quietly, being more relaxed. The owners like it. I feel it's a value-added service that I can provide to my clients and their horses. But usually then I have an easy way of doing a no-pressure demo for my owners. And when they understand how valuable Beamer is to the overall health and well-being of their horse, they want one. And the best thing that I feel I can do is help my horses who are in a rehab situation get a Beamer in their life on a regular basis. So it's really a win-win from a farrier perspective. And once you have that dialogue, open the conversation with the farrier, you know, personally, I bring up a business opportunity pretty quickly, because to them, it might be a lot of a money cash flow decision as well. And they need to know that there's a lot of ways to help horses with Beamer, not just the ones they work on a day-to-day basis.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Daisy, for sharing some ideas, and hopefully that's given our audience some opportunities to think about people that they might know or come in contact with. And Rainey, do you want to go back? And because when Daisy was talking about driving, I went, Tiff drives a long way to her competition,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and a lot of people do. Yeah, and so thank you so much, Daisy. I appreciate you coming on. You are welcome on the show anytime. We'd love to have you anytime.
Thank you. Anytime. I'm glad to share.
Perfect. All right. And so, yeah, that is a great segue to Tiff, who's definitely going to share with us her perspective, which is, like I said, all of these are going to kind of come from the same place a little bit, but everyone's going to have their own kind of, you know, unique spin on it. So I'm looking forward to hearing about what Tiff has to share with us. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Rainey, everyone. I do travel a lot, yes. This time of year it's a little slower, but spring is coming and the season's picking up here shortly. So being out here in Western Colorado, a little bit about what I do. I was introduced to Beamer and it went hand in hand with what I already do, which is competitive barrel racing, roping. I attend a lot of barrel futurities, roping, barrel races, rodeos, amateur and professional. So between people that I know and events I attend, that's kind of a little information about that. So it just made sense for me and my horses and my program and people that I, you know, am friends with that compete all across the U.S. So, yes, we do travel a lot. A lot of times I'm traveling with other people that are competing. We travel together. And we'll be going, you know, 16 hours to Montana or Wyoming, you know, 8-9 hours or Texas or Oklahoma. So the travel time is pretty extensive and for ourselves and our horses. So Beamer has been really beneficial in that way. But one of the things that I have found works for me, which is kind of an unconventional approach, I would say, but it works for me. So my ideal event would be a 2 to 3 day event. We show up and usually when everyone shows up, they're scrambling, getting their stalls ready, getting everything ready to compete either that day to do their run throughs. In this particular instance, I'm referring to a futurity, but in most cases, they're scrambling, getting ready to go. You do not want to bother them when they're trying to get their stuff together. So I typically wait till the evening and I actually walk around with my Beamer and I just watch people and I'll then come up to someone and just not pushy, but very just open and willing to hear what they have to say. Of course, we want to listen like Cindy had mentioned. And I just say, hey, would you be interested in a free session for your horse, a Beamer session? And a lot of times they don't know what Beamer is. That's changing drastically, by the way. A lot of people are getting to know what Beamer is and the technology because it's amazing, as we all know. And 90% of the time they will say yes. So, therefore, that gives me an opportunity to put the unit on their horse. I personally like to put the unit on their horse. I usually have them either hold or tie them loosely to the stall or inside the stall, wherever they're most comfortable. Typically, the horses are most comfortable inside their stall or by their trailer. So I will put the unit on the blanket, and I will ask them, hey, where's the best spot to put the cuffs, the boots? And they will then share, hey, you know, the back legs because we have some issues with this and or, you know, front or, you know, I just don't know. So then I always put it on their pole and I wrap it around with either a polo wrap or vet wrap that I keep in my bag. And I always do either I typically always do the 10-minute setting and I always ask them, of course, hey, is 10 minutes okay? Do you have time or do you want to, you know, what works best for you? Because I want to be very accommodating and appreciative of the time that they're giving me. And usually 10 minutes is about right. So I do a 10-minute setting, which that gives me the opportunity to ask them questions. In our case, I don't need to know the breed of the horse because 90% of them are quarter horses. And, you know, they're competitive horses. I know that because they're at a competitive event. And I just know already those things. If we're at a rodeo, you know, I could ask, hey, do you rope? Do you barrel race? You know, whichever. But you typically know when you look at a person what competitive sport they're doing. So that's kind of out of the question. We already know what they're doing. One of the things that I do ask if they don't want to speak up and ask questions, which is very unusual because they do want to know. They're very curious at this point. But one of the things I ask is, you know, what does your program look like? That's important to know because a lot of these people either are They're, for one, they're competitive riders and competitors with their horses, their athletes. And secondly, they probably have a program that they've established because that's just what a lot of horse people in that industry do. So that gives me an opportunity to just ask them some of those questions. And a lot of times they just want to share about their horses. They want to tell me what's going on with them. Some big things that come up are common topics that are discussed is, you know, what is Beamer? And I just briefly tell them. I don't want to overload them with information because, for one, they may not know about the product. And for two, I just want to make sure that I'm being very careful about what information they do want to not turn them off. So it's very important to just give a brief description. And something I will say is, you know, it's a Beamer stands for bioelectromagnetic energy regulation. It's a product that helps engage the parasympathetic nervous system, which is their state of relaxation. And it does it in a natural way, and it's super easy to use. That's it. And if they proceed to ask more questions, then I will go into more detail if they want. But I really just want them to sit and make sure that they're watching their horses, because that's the biggest thing people will start to notice. And you want to make sure that you're standing in a way that you're not, you know, blocking the horse, like you're talking with them, and you make sure that you're standing at an angle or like diagonal. Even that's a safe way anyway to stand next to a horse, is, you know, with your shoulders facing their butt or different things. But you want to make sure that that's watching the horse and being aware of what's going on and how the technology is affecting them in a positive way. So I always make sure while we're talking, did you see your horse licking their lips? They must really like it. And they'll even engage in that as well. So it's just good to mention that. And, you know, a lot of the other common topics are their horses are competitive horses. They're traveling long distances to get to an event, or, you know, stress is a big one, hauling, how they acclimate to the different atmospheres that they're dealing with. In this particular case of futurity, they're young horses, so they're still developing mentally, physically, and they're competing at a high level. They're expected to do things that, you know, advanced horses are expected to do. So it's a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. And some horses, you know, like I said, can't handle it, and some can. But Beamer is really beneficial in that aspect, and I always want to mention that to them. With the hauling, the stress, all of that that goes with it, and the recovery, of course, as well. So then preventative care is another big one that comes up, which is what I just discussed. Injuries is another huge one. We come into contact with that a lot. And the big one, too, is other products. You're going to find that this comes up pretty frequently, and I just want to really stress that you educate yourself on Beamer and know what it does, all of the things that go into that, because you don't want to get yourself in a situation. I've actually personally had this happen where you just don't know what you're talking about, and that's not good. So I would highly recommend you really, really educate yourself. I do know a lot more now, of course, but to prepare yourself for those questions, because it's definitely going to come up. And the one, I guess, the best advice I could personally give on that is, you know, this is what Beamer does. I explain the product. I even have some pictures on my phone of different signals, and I'm sure that's probably in the back office that you can resource to, that shows the dynamic difference and why it does stay in the horse's body systemically. And that's important to mention, and ease of use. That's another huge one. And a lot of horse people really, really love that. So I always mention that. And then, like I said, as they're talking, you'll learn to tailor what you say and what Beamer has to offer them by what they're telling you. So, for instance, if you have a gal that is a roper and she's got three kids that rope as well, and they have, you know, horses from 3 years old to 20 years old, you're going to want to mention that it helps with the development, the mental, physical prospect of it for the young horses as they're, you know, coping, dealing, traveling, all of that seasoning type of stuff. And then you go into the older ones that maybe just have a little bit more soreness or, you know, different things that they're dealing with. So you just want to tailor it to what specifically works for them. And then you're also going to find that some like the science and some like to hear stories and some want to know who you know that has one, uses it regularly, because it is kind of a who knows who type of situation in most disciplines. Horse people are pretty close-knit community people, so you're going to find that there's that too that plays an aspect. But it's also just important to remember to care about their horses and themselves, their personal selves, and not to be salesy, because they're going to know that going in. Horse people are very sensitive people. That's why they're horse people. They're highly sensitive people, in my opinion. And they're going to know if you're real or you're just blowing smoke up to get a sale. So it's important to make sure that you are open-minded, appreciative, and just overall want to help them and their horses. And that's how I've always approached it. I've never been pushy. I've always just been, hey, I'm here for the horse. I'm here for your animal. I'm here for you. I just want to help you, and I want to show you what this product could do, because it really caught me by surprise, and I've used it since, and it's made a huge difference in my program and the people I've come in contact with. And just leave it like that. And you'll be amazed the difference that people will see in their horses. And why I like, I'm going to go back to the event itself, why I like two-day and three-day events is because that gives me an opportunity to show them what it does. But I feel like the second day when I come back and I meet with them again, because I usually mention that, they'll be like, yeah, sure, we'd love to have another session tomorrow. You know, whatever works best for them, either before they compete or after they compete, I always ask. And it gives me an opportunity to have another session. And by then, they notice a difference. For sure by the second, if not the first, for sure the second session, they notice a difference. And it's just, it just snowballs from there. So I just want to share also a little quick story, if I have a second.
Yeah.
Okay. So for an example, there's a gal that I got to meet. She was at a clinic with me, actually. She parked right next to me, and I just noticed that her horse was just super stressed out. She had gotten there the night before, so she's really learned to try to help this horse. But she has tried so many things that she just feels like nothing was working. And I'll just give you a visual. This horse is standing at the side of the trailer, tied loosely, almost bucking, by pulling back, rearing up, launching forward, just pawing the ground as hard as possible and just weaving back and forth, just totally stressed out. And so I went up to her after the clinic because I didn't want to bother her before, because we were getting ready to get our horses saddled and ready. And she lunged this horse around for a solid, probably half hour before the clinic started. And this horse just bucked the entire time she was lunging. And I was a little concerned because this gal's in her 40s. And I mean, I wasn't really wanting to get on this horse, and I'm 30. So yeah, I was just a little worried about her for one, but it went okay. The clinic was pretty decent. And then later on that evening, I went up to her and I said, hey, I just noticed this with your horse, and I just want to help you. And I have this really amazing product, and I'd love to just show you what it can do if you're open to it. And she's like, yeah, of course, anything. I'm willing to try anything at this point. This horse is just a nightmare. And so that gave me an opportunity to put the unit on her horse. Like I said, 10 minutes, I talked with her a little bit. She told me about what she does, her program, you know, her background, all these kinds of things. And I did it again the next morning. Like I said, I asked if we could do it again the next morning. It was a three-day clinic. And it was amazing, the difference that horse from just those two sessions, that evening and the next morning. Everyone at the clinic was asking if she drugged her horse, because her horse was completely changed and just so much easier to deal with. It didn't buck once when she lunged her, and it was just night and day difference. And so she was blown away by the results and ended up purchasing a Beamer a few months later. Yeah. She needed to have some time to do that. But those are opportunities where you see something and you see someone and you just go for it. Don't be scared. Just put yourself out there, and who knows where it'll go.
Yeah, I love that story. You've told that one before, and it's one of my favorites because you're not only helping the horse, who, of course, was in, you know, a terrible state. I mean, obviously, if it's bucking and rearing and pawing at the trailer, this is not a happy horse. And also, you know, the owner, of course, was stressed out not being able to get any of her stuff done. And it was a safety issue for both of them as well. You know, both of them could be potentially hurt by this kind of behavior. So I really love that story. And I think it's a great example of what Beamer can do. So thanks so much, Tiff. I appreciate you sharing so much today.
Yeah, you bet.
And what I just kind of want everyone to hear is that everyone is having a conversation with these people, whether you're talking about from a farrier's perspective or from, you know, a fellow, you know, roper perspective or from just a, you know, a fellow horse owner perspective. Everyone's just having a conversation. And then based on the answers to those questions that you really want to listen to, again, like Tiff said, this isn't just a, they're going to know if you're just doing this to make a sale. But if you're actually genuinely interested from there, you can actually show them and give them information about Beamer that fits in with their lifestyle and how Beamer can, you know, support that, support their needs and what they have for their horses. So, but again, like Tiff said, you know, she's not going to be asking what kind of horse you have when she's looking at their horse or, you know, what you do with your horse when she just watched him come out from a barrel race. So the questions are going to be different, but it's still a conversation. And so that's what I love about hearing from all of these different perspectives is that it is always just a conversation, but it's going to be tailored to that person. And it's important to listen. That's kind of our biggest point here. So I know we're towards our end of our half hour.
I'd like to add one more.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Tip.
Oh, sorry, Rainey. I'd like to add one more thing with the events, too. One of the really good things that I started doing right off the bat was there's always a warm-up pin, and that is a great way to pick out clients. If you don't know who to go after, go to the warm-up pin and watch. And if you see somebody struggling with their horse, there you go. There's a client right there. That's an opportunity to say, hey, I'm not humble yourself, of course. Don't be pushy or too knowledgeable as far as, hey, I noticed that you had this problem with your horse. No, you don't want to be like that. You just want to mention, hey, I noticed, you know, you were just having a little trouble in the warm-up pen, and I have this great product. I'd love to help you with your horse and their focus if you'd be interested in the free session. That I found has worked very well as well.
Great. Perfect. Thanks so much, Tiff. And so we are at to the end of our half an hour here, but I wanted to see if either Nate or Cindy, if you guys wanted to talk a little bit about the Dr. Burka event we're having next week and then kind of maybe talk a little bit about that before we end for today. Well,
don't we have a testimonial of the...
I didn't... Jane didn't come on, and so I don't think we're going to have that one. So maybe that'll be next week.
A quick testimonial, and then
sure.
Cindy can tell us about with Dr. Burka. I just wanted to give a shout out to Tammy Oak. She's one of my distributors, and she was down in Texas and at the American, and she had her first round wasn't the greatest, had great times, but she knocked some barrels. But in the buyback, she has the second best time in Cowtown Coliseum's history of 112 years, and she ran a 13.391 down there for barrels and took first place in the buyback. And she just has been rocking it, and she really holds a lot of that to Beamer because of the results she's had with it. So congratulations to her, and I'll try to get her maybe on a phone call, one of the blog talks.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be great.
That's
congratulations.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great time. So just real briefly, I think you've seen a mention in the newsletters, as well as we've mentioned it too, about March 11th is a Thursday. Next week, and this is an event that you want to register for in advance. But Dr. Burka is going to be doing kind of a joint, seminar, whatever we'd call it,
yeah.
with a European veterinarian, Dr. Brandon Berger, who, as I understand, was involved in one of the studies that was done where they were focused on using Beamer in conjunction with surgery. And so this is an event that you can invite prospects to. If you have somebody who is a veterinarian or that your own veterinarian that you've been working with, and this would be one that would be very helpful, because I know we're all anxious. We all want those legitimate studies to refer people to, and this is in relation to a study that actually was done. Now, I don't know if it's been released yet, but we'll find out some information about that. And so encourage you to register for that, sign up your prospects, and then subsequently, the week after the 11th, the 18th, we'll have Dr. Burke and our holistic veterinarian who runs the equine expert response, Dr. Marlies Vonk. They'll be on then and can follow up with some questions. But so this is really a good opportunity. And one that the kind that we've been waiting for in the horse world for a long time. So please, join, get people to be on that call. We want to show them that this is something that we're interested in and we want more of.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Cindy. And, that'll be on the 11th. And then, like Cindy said, on the 18th, we're going to have them on Blog Talk. So for any follow-up questions and a little bit more information. So that'll be really so great to be able to have them on afterwards too. So start thinking of some questions you've got, because we will have an opportunity to be able to ask them some questions and continue on with what we've got going here. So, all right. Thanks so much to Daisy and Tiff, who are both, I think, had to jump off. But thank you guys so much for all of your time and explanation. We love hearing how each of you from a different perspective is, talking to people and the questions that you ask and things like that. So thanks so much for sharing. And we'll have a new topic for next week and hopefully a really good testimonial next week too. So thank you, everyone. Let's take it around the top. I think we do have enough time. Like I said, we've lost Daisy and Tiff, but any final words from you, Cindy?
Just reiterate again, is you can't show somebody how wonderful Beamer is until you know what that person needs and what they're concerned with. So you can't answer their needs until you've listened. And that's really what we're trying to showcase for you here today. So thanks
Perfect.
For
Actually,
participating.
Thanks, Cindy. And we did have Daisy back too. So Daisy, I don't know if you've got any final words to share with anyone for today.
Yeah, sorry, my call dropped there for some reason, and then it took me a minute or two to get back on. Sorry about that. I think this is super exciting for everyone to go out and just start having conversations and engaging with people and seeing how Beamer could help them in their lives, but most especially by listening first and seeing where it would be a good fit for them. It's just really important to remember that. So I love this type of conversation.
Thanks so much, Daisy, for taking the time to be on. I appreciate it. We all do. All right. And
Absolutely.
Then we lost Nate, too. We lost Nate. Uh-oh. All right. Well, sorry, Nate. I didn't give you a chance to to say any final words. But we'll continue this kind of combination of, tips and tricks from some of the best and, how we all have this conversation with people so that we can share Beamer with as many people as possible, which is always our goal. As many horses as we can get on Beamer, the better. So, all right. So thanks, everyone, for taking the time to call in and listen to us. And for all the guest speakers we had, thanks you guys so much. Be sure to tune into the rest of the Blog Talk. They do different things on different days. So please listen. There's some great things going on. And be sure to come back next Thursday to chat with us. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah,
I hope
Rainey,
you have such a great week. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Rainey, will you do next week, will you do a segment about, how to approach a practitioner that's in, a medical practitioner?
Sure, I can definitely do that.
Yeah. Well, we're not supposed to approach vets that we don't know, but still, that
right.
would cover, people
But a lot of
vets
people, if you have horses,
with.
You have your own vet. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cool.
Perfect.
Okay.
I will definitely do that. That'd be great.
Thank you.
All right.
And
thanks,
have
everyone.
A great rest of your birthday.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.